I'm Rachel.
I'm Claire.
And I'm Oscar.
Yeah, and we know that you guys have missed us. We've missed you too.
I know. Aww. We took a big break, didn't we?
Very big, but yeah. We're very excited to be back.
Yeah, we've got season 3 coming, you guys.
Yeah, do you see this new door over here? Yeah. What's this little annex that we should maybe wander into and explore?
Yeah, well, because we did do all of the Disney animated movies, and we did all of the Pixar movies.
That's true. So what section could this be? It says...
Well, yeah, it is really muddy.
It's dusty.
Oh, gross.
I'm wiping off the plaque. Ew, it says D-C-O-M? D-com? D-com.
D-com. Disney Channel. Disney Channel original movie.
Oh
my God. Yeah.
You guys asked, we listened. We're doing Disney Channel original movies.
It's next. Happening. Can you believe it?
I'm excited.
Yeah, me too.
How do you guys, what do you guys feel about Disney Channel original movies? Did you guys grow up watching them?
I did. I mean, there was definite drop off at one point because they went on for a long time, but the earlier ones I have watched ad nauseum.
Mm. Oh, I've never dropped off.
Really? You're still keeping up?
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Wow.
And Oscar?
Never seen a single one.
So classic us.
Yeah. I think I'm most excited to share the ones I really love.
Which ones are you excited for?
I'm really excited for all the Halloween Towns. I love Halloween Towns. Okay. Xenon is really good. Smart House is one of my favorites. And then also, oh my God, I cannot wait for the Camp Rock series.
I knew it.
Camp Rock. Yeah.
And High School Musical. Like, you've heard of High School Musical, but I will say High School Musical 2 is my favorite.
That's a Disney Channel original
movie? Isn't that so funny?
Yes. No, it's not.
Yeah. Little Disney Channel original movies can be anything. Yeah. They can have as much power as they want to have.
They
can even lead to theatrical releases.
And High School Musical, the musical, the series, which I love.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
Not a part of the DCOM vault, right?
No, not part of that, but yeah.
But it's even inspired by.
Yeah, even some of the new ones, like Zombies, is really good.
I don't know what that is.
What are you excited to watch?
I remember really loving Horse Sense because I felt like it was a grounded film, but I'm sure it's absolutely ridiculous.
There's
now
a lot
that I'm
of Lawrence Brothers movies.
A lot of Lawrence Brothers movies. Of course, I loved The 13th Year. That's the Merman one.
Not Mermaid, Merman.
Not a Merman. There's so many, and I love how they're usually based around like a holiday or some kind of special event or something. There's so many, you guys. There were like 68 or something.
Yikes.
A lot.
We got this a lot of work.
It's gonna take us over a year.
Oh man, Oscar, what are you excited about?
Well, here's the ones that I know about. Well, there's Xenon, which I heard was great, and people loved it. High School Musical, never got to see.
Oh, I'm
so
excited
to see that. Smart House with Peggy Bundy. That's
Smart House
exciting.
Is so good.
Luck of the Irish is one that everyone talks about that everyone loves. So
that's fine.
We'll see about that one. But the one that has been recommended to me the most is a movie called Can of Worms,
which is so funny.
That's so weird.
So yeah.
But not so weird.
No, it's like a maybe an unappreciated one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. But
it's Girl vs. Monster is also a good one.
I don't know what that is.
That's a newer one.
Oh.
Olivia Hole.
So we have a lot of work
like
to do.
Brink?
Huh?
Brink is coming up quickly.
Miracle in Lane 2. The one with the sisters racing.
True Confession.
Oh, Motocross.
Oh, Johnny Tsunami. I heard about that
Johnny
one.
Johnny Capahala Back on Board. It's the sequel. Johnny Capahala Back on Board. Yeah.
Now that we've named all of the movies.
All of the movies.
Tell us which one is your favorite.
Yeah.
Tweet us. At ITDV Podcast. Yeah. Or talk to us on Instagram at Inside the Disney Vault.
Yeah. And if you do a story, tag us. We'd love to repost it.
Yeah. A lot of these are on Disney Plus. So if you're watching To Catch Up each week, tag us in it. because we want to see that you're watching.
Yeah.
We love it. It's always an ongoing conversation. People tag us in stuff from really old episodes sometimes, and we love it.
And please keep doing that. It's very fun.
We chat with you.
And if you want to catch up for our first episode, it's Under Wraps. Mm-hmm.
That's right. The very first DCOM before it was technically a DCOM.
Yeah.
1997.
It is so before DCOMs that it's not even on Disney Plus. No.
Set
I believe it.
The precedent for DCOMs.
That's but right. You can watch it on YouTube. That's so. Right.
So search Under Wraps.
Shout out to YouTube.
Yeah.
And it'll be there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, if you guys are listening and loving Inside the Disney Vault, we do have a Patreon and we have some extra fun bonus features on there. We've got some goodies sometimes. If you are able to contribute, that's amazing. We also love it just if you're able to tweet at us or share on our social media because we like hearing from you guys.
Of course. And always, please write a review, a really nice review. Oh, rate us. That helps us out a lot. Yeah. You guys have no idea how much that helps
us. Yeah, the rating and also, like, we love reading the reviews as well.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Only
good,
nice ones.
Bad, negative. No, I mean, they're all, you know, they're all valid. We'll take it.
We especially like the nice ones.
Yeah, yeah. I will only acknowledge the nice ones. I don't take feedback.
Jump in the vault with us. Get engaged. Get involved. Yeah. We love it.
Yeah. Hey, Rachel.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Claire.
Yeah.
You guys ready?
Okay.
To start the journey?
Yeah.
On season 3 of...
Oh, my God.
Inside the Disney Vault.
You got the key?
I do. It's right here. Ding,
ding-a-ling. Oh, it looks like the stick that you do. And you're watching Disney Channel.
Yeah,
oh,
it's glowing. It is.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Oh, challenge. Okay.
Yes.
Please.
We got to do a Disney Channel challenge.
Ooh, yes. Let's do it on a TikTok challenge.
Sure. It could be on TikTok. It could be on Instagram. Let's post a video of us saying our names and introducing. And this is Inside the Disney Vault. How about that?
Yeah.
And then we do the mouse ears. Well, you're listening to Inside the Disney Vault.
And then do the mouse ears.
Yes. And they go, dun, 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 dun.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
That's from Disney. yeah.
Well, let's do that.
Points if you're able to draw on it. Have you seen this? They're very funny.
So you say, you're listening to Inside the Disney Vault, and then you do an outline of the ear silhouette with your finger.
Yeah.
And that's the challenge?
Yeah. And if you want, if it's on Instagram, you can like trace it with like your... The little drawing thing.
Oh, yeah. That's
Yeah. So you would be like, for example, if it was me, I would be like, hi, my name's Oscar Montoya, and you're listening to Inside the Disney Vault.
Yeah.
And I do the mouse ears.
You
and then
can
that's it.
Definitely do that on and TikTok. There's a filter for it.
And then I would, you know, tag Inside the Disney Vault and hashtag
ITDB challenge.
Yes. Okay. I love that.
That's fun.
That's fun. Let's do it.
Yeah. Do it. Okay, but for real, you were pulling out the keys.
We're pulling out the keys and we're getting ready. Guys, get ready for Inside the Disney Vault Season 3, where we watch every single DCOM in chronological order.
And then talk about it.
And then, of course, we talk about
it.
Yeah. All right, thanks so much for listening. I've been Oscar.
I'm Claire.
I'm Rachel.
Let's go.
Woo!
Yay.
Bye.
Have you ever encountered an unexplained hairy bipedal hominid in the woods?
Have you received telepathic messages from an unidentified aerial phenomenon?
If so, then you need to listen to Bigfoot Collectors Club. I'm Michael McMillan.
And I'm Bryce Johnson.
And together with super producer
Riley Bray,
we make up the Bigfoot Collectors Club.
That's right. Every week we talk to actors, comedians, writers, and paranormal experts about their personal paranormal histories and share stories of high strangeness.
Like the time when we talked to Craig Ferguson about the Loch Ness Monster and when a sea witch told him he had raven magic.
Or the time I asked Pitch Perfect's Anna Camp her opinion on cattle mutilations. Past guests have included Rachel Bloom, Jen Kirkman, Paul F. Tompkins, Bobcat Goldthwait, and more.
So if you've ever been abducted alongside five reindeer by an alien with drills for hands or witnessed Bigfoot crawl out of an interdimensional portal,
don't laugh, happens all the time.
Then check out Bigfoot Collectors Club on Campfire Media or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bigfoot Collectors Club, you're here to believe us.
Wait, is that how it goes?
Campfire.